This is another KC Vibe production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen to the rise of you? If and when you hit the grill, are you ready for this trail?
What's going on, world?
What's happening?
We are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we're back to vibe with you guys one more again.
Yeah. Like we never left, right?
Yeah, that's what you say. That's what you say. We're back with video footage today.
Yeah, we got some visuals today.
We are.
Should I?
You finna start playing with stuff already. No, we just got started. We are a little late today.
Yeah.
Putting stuff out because, you know, life be happening.
It happens.
And we say that a lot, but it is what it is. Yeah. It is currently almost 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And we are fighting this Sandman to be sure we bring you guys an episode for today.
Raw and unfiltered, baby. You already know. You are already slow.
Very slow.
Yeah, I mean, that was something we used to say back in the day.
Oh, God. I've never heard someone say they're already slow.
You know that? You are already slow. That maybe that is, it's just a Georgia thing, probably.
Georgia be having some random stuff, I promise you.
You are already slow.
So what are we getting into today?
I think we should touch on a topic that's probably more near and dear to our generation and the younger generations as well. Okay. There may be some older generations that may be able to understand, but I think it's geared more to the younger generation and the generation that we're in.
Well, the people want to know, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about video gaming.
You sure know how to go around the world, don't you?
It's all good.
Jeez.
It's all good.
You took a long trip.
It's all good. Look,
I was waiting. I had to sip on my water and everything. I was waiting for you to come back and let me know what it is we were talking about.
We're going to talk about gaming and how that reflects and how that interferes or whatever with relationships.
Okay, so the effects of gaming or video game play on relationships?
Yeah, gaming. Yeah.
Okay, go. You got a quote?
Do I have a quote?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a quote for this one.
Well, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. I got you covered.
Go ahead and make it happen.
Let's see what I can pull up here. Honestly, when I first heard that we were talking about like gaming and the effects that it has on a relationship, those two quotes that I had.
Okay.
Two quotes that popped in mind, okay?
What you got?
The first thing is, I guess you can say the misconception of gaming. Okay. So Sid Meier is a tech guy. He does video games and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard of him, but I'm not a gamer. So maybe if you talk to a gamer, they'll be like, yeah we know who that is. You know, but me personally, I do not know who he is, but I do know that he had this quote here and says, games are not just a diversion. I realized games could make you feel.
Mm.
One more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
He said games were not just a diversion.
Uh-huh.
I realized games could make you feel.
Make you feel, okay.
Yeah, so that was one of the quotes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, I had to run it back because coming from a female perspective and how I feel about gaming, my biggest thing was time.
Okay.
Okay. So my second quote for today's episode is, the greatest gift you can give someone is your time.
Your time.
Because when you dedicate your time, you're offering a part of your life that you will never get back.
Mm.
One more time.
Go ahead.
The greatest gift you can give someone is time. Because when you dedicate your time, you're offering a part of your life that you can never get back.
Yeah, because you can't get time back.
Right. That was author unknown. I don't know who said that quote, but hey, more power to you, because that right there kind of hit the nail on the head a little bit, you know?
Yep.
So I'm going to let you start, because you yourself, you were a gamer.
Yeah.
You still are a gamer.
Kind of still am, yeah. I mean, gaming. I mean, to me, gaming is like a stress reliever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, after you done had a long, hard day, you want to come out. Well, you want to come home, blow some steam. You know what I'm saying? You get on a game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You get online with your homies or with whoever.
Right.
And you start gaming. And whether you playing Madden, Call of Duty, whatever, whoop-de-whoop. I used to play both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And you get on.
You used to, like, past tense.
Well, I still kind of do.
You asked me to pre-order the new Madden the other day.
Yeah, I still kind of do. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was like a stress relief. Plus, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'm in the house. I ain't doing nothing crazy. I ain't bothering nobody.
Uh-huh.
You know, she know where I'm at.
Right.
I'm just going to be in here in front of this TV on my Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no big deal.
Okay. Okay. And I get what you're saying. I learned to understand where you were coming from, you know, when it came to why you gamed. But I also looked at one of the first lines of that quote was, it was a diversion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Video games were a way for you to take yourself out of reality and for you to jump head first into this alternate universe where you could essentially be whoever you wanted to be, and you can leave all your problems and stuff at the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
understand that. I feel that. But looking at it from a relationship aspect, it's like it gets to the point where that diversion, that alternate reality, is taking the place of what home was supposed to be like.
Okay.
You're supposed to be able to come home and I be your diversion. You know what I'm saying? I be your distraction from reality and what's going on.
Yeah.
And it ended up being like, I'm going to be honest, it's like the video game became a side piece.
Okay.
It's like all your time, all your attention. I'm not going to say all your money, but time, attention, money.
I ain't put that much
was
money
going
in that
into, you know, the video games.
Yeah.
A lot like a side chick.
I wasn't the type of person that was going to be, like, buying all the downloadable contents and all that stuff to play the game. So I bought the game, and I played the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a, what you say, a double-edged sword. I can see it from both times, because there's times where you are really getting on my nerves. I'm just like, go play your video. Go do something. But, yeah, I think, you know, that diversion that they speak of is taken away from essentially what a relationship is supposed to be.
Yeah, it can. It can.
You know?
Yeah. It can become one of them things where it become an addiction. And that's all you want to do. Like, I know, I mean, I went through it. You kind of sometimes forget your responsibilities, you know?
Yeah.
And you start gaming. And when you start a game, you're like, okay, I'm going to play 30 minutes.
And 30 minutes turns into 30 hours. And
it could.
Trying to figure out where the heck my husband went, you know? And it's like, it's one thing to be present in a relationship physically.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of person when it comes to a relationship, you know, people out there listening in the podcast world could feel different about this. They can feel very different about this. But with me, when it comes to presence in a relationship, I want my man to be there not only physically, but I want him to be there mentally and emotionally too.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So it's like you become like the shell of a husband
where
you're there physically.
Yeah.
But emotionally, you're tied into Madden, you know?
Yeah.
I hear you fussing with some random, you know, person over in Africa at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what is going on? Who is this? Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
And like I said, it essentially becomes that side chick in a relationship.
Yeah.
To the point where you start using video games as a distraction. We talked about, what was it season 2? we talked about the book throwing incident. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the basement. You said I threw a book mm-hmm. at your head. Side note, I did not throw a book at his head. You know, I threw a binder, and papers just so happened to fly out of that binder because they weren't secure. But look, okay. It was because in that moment, you kind of ticked me off because you went to your distraction. You went to your side chick. I'm over here trying to talk to you about my feelings, trying to talk to you about why I felt the way that I did, why we were arguing, and you literally sat down, put your headphones on, and turned on your Xbox. I'm like, bruh.
I did that. I mean,
wrong time, wrong place.
I mean, that goes back to perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. From my perspective, I was like, you know what? I don't have time to deal with this right now. I'm going to go to my happy place, put on my headphones, turn on my Xbox, and chill.
And that's exactly, you know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about. Your exact words was go to your happy place.
To my happy
and
place.
And me, I'm like, I'm supposed to be your happy place.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
You got to understand something, though. Okay, you are my happy place. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But people have other stuff that they like to do, too.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying that, hey, look, your spouse ain't your happy place. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But some people like to watch TV. That's their happy place. Some people like the game. That's their happy place. Some people like to spend time on the phone, on TikTok, Facebook, whatever, strolling. And that's their happy place, you know.
Yeah.
But when you let that interfere with your relationship, that's when it becomes a problem.
Right.
I believe.
It teeters, though. It's like, it's an extremely thin line between hobby and addiction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a very thin line. And we have this even moving outside of our relationship.
Yeah.
Even to dealing with our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guilty, we kind of gave our children, you know, whatever it is that they want. We got like 4 Xboxes in this house. But it got to the point with our oldest son where it's like, I have to take this from you because if not, you will be sitting there playing Call of Duty with your homeboys all day, and that's all you want to do.
That's all you want to do.
Granted, it's kind of like the same excuse you had. You were like, well, I'm taking care of what it is I got to take care of.
Yeah.
I'm going out. It's the same thing with him. I mean, our kid's 16 years old, already working on his profession. He's out here. He's in barber school. He's doing what he's supposed to do. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just likes playing the video game.
Mm-hmm.
But you as a parent, you started noticing, okay, this is becoming more so of an addiction than a hobby. And the same thing happened in our relationship.
Yeah.
I'm like, this right here is stepping away from my man likes to play the video game and moving closer to all my man want to do is play the video game. To the point where I'm waking up at 3:00 in the morning to empty what Trey Songz said, your side of the bed was gone because you were in the living room.
Yeah.
It's like, I said that side shit because I hear you. Yeah, what you talking about? What you doing? Where we going? I'm like, who is he talking to? You talking to somebody in another country in your headset.
Let me put a disclaimer out there.
It's 3:00 in the morning.
This happened years ago, okay? This is
He has gotten a lot better. He has gotten a lot better. And we're going to get to that. But we're leading up to that because I'm pretty sure that there are some relationships out there that's dealing with that right now.
Absolutely.
Yep. You know, it's like where guys are like, I could be out here sleeping around.
Yeah.
I could be out here clubbing.
At the club, you know, hanging out with the boys, you know what I'm saying?
I'm at home.
Yeah.
I'm like, you at home physically. But you're not giving me anything else that I need.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's like the cell of you is there, but your attention is somewhere else.
Right.
And I need your undivided attention in this moment in time.
Right.
Even if it's nothing serious, you know, simple acknowledgement, say, hey, look, I'm here. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, when you're putting all your time into that and not showing the person that you're with that one-on-one time and spending that one-on-one time with them and enjoying time with them, watching a movie, reading the book, enjoying the audio book together, whatever, you spending all your free time on the video game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you at home, man. You ain't out there doing nothing. You ain't sleeping with Sue and Sally and Mary Jane.
Yeah, but that's the important word that you keep using, though. The important word is time.
Time.
And people take that small four-letter word and they make it so much smaller than it actually is.
Yep.
Like, people think about time and be like, okay, you know, time is going, stuff like that. You hear people say, I don't have enough time in the day and all that. But it's like, time is that one thing that you have to be careful with.
Yep.
Because once it's gone, you ain't getting it back.
You ain't getting it back, exactly.
Yesterday's 24 hours is not today's 24 hours.
You know.
So it's like you have to choose to use that time wisely.
Yeah. And you know, we try to use time when it benefits us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still saying, you know. when I'm chilling, right, and I know I have something to do, but I'm chilling. I'm like, let me hop on this game. I got time to do that later on. And then when you're doing stuff, and something else come up, and you're like, I ain't got time to do that. Because I'm doing this right here, so I ain't got time to. And then it becomes a distraction when you're playing your game, and your girl like, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that. And you're like, man, I really ain't got time because I'm trying to finish this level. I'm trying to level up my person, you know what I'm saying? I'm on level 21. I got to catch up with my homeboy. He on level 52.
That's what gets me.
That's when it becomes a problem.
You say, I could be out hanging with my homeboys. It's like, bro, you in hanging with your homeboys.
Yeah, I mean, you really are. I mean, because you're spending more time with them than you are with the person who you're supposed to be with.
And me coming from a female's perspective, like, I don't know how other females feel about gaming and their relationship and all that, but that was my biggest thing. I was like, if I'm married to someone, I want to be able to, you know, be his quote-unquote happy space, be his quote-unquote safe space, and vice versa. I want him to be able to be the same thing, you know.
Yep.
I was a stay-at-home mom, and we had back-to-back-to-back-to-back kids, you know. We had three kids. Under the age of two. Like, we had a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a newborn. It's like, I'm sitting at home from the time you go to PT to the time you guys, you know, salute the flag at the end of the day. Then when we come home, I'm waiting for us to be like WWE tag team and you come help me out a little bit. But it's like, oh, had stressed out day at work. My sergeant did this, that, and that. I'm just going to be on the game for a little bit. And like hours go by and I'm like, dog.
Because you get locked in, man.
Yeah.
And once you get locked in, it's like, hey, damn, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock, it'd be 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it'd be time for you to get up for PT again. I'm just like, God dang.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing. It's the fact that so much time is spent. Like even when it comes to our son, he'll be like, I'm only gonna be on the game for an hour. And then we'll go through life. We done went to the grocery store. We done freaking deep cleaned the kitchen. The grass had been cut. And we go in there and we like, bruh, how long you been on the game? He's like, oh, I didn't even realize what time it is.
Yep.
It's like you get sucked into this
universe. You really do.
And essentially, husband ends up becoming just a shell.
Yep. I mean, but, like you said, it's a two-edged sword now. Now, ain't nothing wrong with playing. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with playing. And I know you respect the fact, ain't nothing wrong with playing.
Right.
But you got to put limitations to it.
Right.
You got to put limitations to it. Now, if you missing out on doing dates with your wife or spending time with your family because you on the game, you don't feel like getting up and you're having so much fun, that fun that you're having, it could be cut to a level where it's like, okay, well, I'm done. You got to force yourself to put that controller down. And get up and go and spend time with your family and your wife or whatever. You got to have control of that situation because that thing can tear down your marriage real quick.
Yeah.
It could be worse than a woman, another woman.
Because essentially it is another woman.
I mean, it can be.
Essentially, you were essentially having a virtual affair with the video game.
I wasn't getting off.
She got your time. She got your attention.
It was because gaming.
It was you and her.
Look,
it's fine. You touched her the right way. You pushed all of her buttons.
Oh my God.
You.
See,
it was essentially
it
ain't, your side.
It wasn't all
it was
that,
a virtual affair with
that.
The video game.
Come on, the video game can't do what you do to me now.
It's a virtual affair with the video game.
I mean, yeah, and that's why, you know, as I've gotten older, I realize, hey, look, you got to live life, man. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
You got to know when to pull the plug.
Life is going to just blow pot, gonna blow by you, and then you're gonna become essentially a bum because that's all you're gonna wanna do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know people, man, that got out, you know what I'm saying? They gained, and ain't nothing wrong with that, but it's to the point where, you know, well, they ain't got jobs. That's all they do 24/7.
Right.
It's gain. And now you could probably get paid from it now, but what are you doing?
Right.
I mean, you stuck in this virtual reality world.
And like the quote said, old buddy Sid. What's his name, Sid?
Who that?
I think his name was Sid. Did I say his name was Sid?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like old buddy Sid said, it's like it gets to the point where it's no longer a diversion.
Yeah.
It says games could make you feel.
Yeah, it do. I mean, because it really brings emotions. Because
games
when you
can make you feel.
Look, when you're playing Call of Duty or something like that, and you're on the kill streak, you don't even know what that is, though. But if you're on the kill streak,
is that when
the gamers know what that is, right?
To the top of his look. And then it's like video games is a gift to keep giving. I'm like, dang, you spent $700 on the video game system. Lord forbid your man get into this computer stuff, then you a whole nother card note out there, right? So you pay all this money. You pay all this money for a video game system.
Uh-huh.
Then when the game drops, you're paying another $60 for the game to drop, right? Ooh, Lord forbid you want the deluxe edition. We got to go big or go home. We gotta get the one that you can play on multiple Xboxes. So then we're looking at about $100 a pop for the video games. But it's not cool. Hold on. It's not cool to just play the video game. You know, you got to be able to play online with your friends. So now we got to spend an extra $60 every, what was it, 6 months? $60 every 6 months?
No, yeah,
to be able to play online, right? Because you got to be able to play online with your people, right?
You got to play online. You can't.
And then you play so much, then your thumb thing start drifting. Is it the drift?
It starts drifting.
So now we got to spend $80 more on a new thing at controllers because your stuff just started drifting. Then all of a sudden, I done got so hyped because I've been yelling at this person on the other end so much that my mic is starting to go out. So now I got to buy a whole new headset with the mic.
Man.
But Lord forbid if I try to buy him anything outside of Turtle Beach in this World War III.
Oh,
so
well, you know, I got is more expensive than Turtle Beach now. But
it's the gift
at the
that
same,
keeps
yeah, it
giving.
Is. And at the same time, look. I still game to this day, but I can't, like,
better.
Yeah, I can't even spend that much time on it no more, okay?
You've
it gets boring
better.
To me now. Like, it, like I can play, then I'm like, man, I don't even feel like playing no more. I don't know if because I'm older now, you
I
know.
I don't know. You went through, you remember that little thing that you were playing?
Oh, yeah, because I got into
what
something
was
new.
It was
golly, what was it?
You started over here, which one should I do? I'm like, I don't care.
It was an RPG. It was role playing.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, that was my first time ever really playing a role playing game. It was actually fun. So I think
role
was,
playing with his side chick. Y'all hear that, America?
Nah, it ain't no role playing with no side chick. What are you talking about?
The video
about?
Game is a
no,
side chick.
It was.
So look, this is what we're gonna do. We
what's
got
up, what's
6 minutes
what's up,
left.
What's up,
we got
ain't,
6 minutes
ain't,
left.
I ain't looking at the time.
So I got the computer right here. I'm always the one looking,
I ain't looking
at the time.
At the time.
I don't get so caught up in my electronics.
We can be on here for 3 hours.
All
I care.
So the second quote that we said was the greatest gift that you can give somebody is time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The greatest gift you can give someone is time, because it's something that you choose to give that person. Because you know for a fact that's something that you can't get back. If I sit down and I decide to talk to my man for 15 minutes about his problems, about what's going on, and try to encourage him, that's 15 minutes of my life that I'm never going to be able to get back. But the impact that I had on my man while I'm sitting there talking to him, that right there is something that's going to go far beyond that 15 minutes. Yeah. So absolutely. Then moving on down the line, maybe next time my man will give me 30 minutes just because I gave him that 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's time is something that it's the most important thing you can give a person.
Absolutely. And I 125,000% agree.
Right.
Okay. You know, and like I said before, ain't nothing wrong with having a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody, even though you want to spend time together, but everybody still need that me time.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that. Like, mm-hmm. your me time is getting in the jacuzzi tub and soaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's your
and
me time.
And still having my kid knock on the door. Like, yeah. Can I have this poppy?
Yeah. You like putting the jets on and, you know, soaking. Yeah. That's your me time. You know, my me time is probably just, you know, chilling on the game. But like I said, I'm not on there for hours at a time no more. Yeah. I'm off that thing within, I probably play about an hour at the most now. I get bored with it now.
You know, but my me time, though, is reflection to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just in there playing the video game and stuff like that. I'm reflecting.
How my day went, how
I can do better. It's that reflection time for me.
And you need that, too. Everybody need that, too.
Like, yeah. That moment where I can sit down, I get my nails done what, every 3 weeks. You follow me on Snapchat, you know I get
every
my nails done
weeks.
Every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks.
You sure?
Okay, it's every 2 weeks, but still,
every
I get
week.
It's every 2 weeks. I get my nails done, but even like when I'm there getting my nails done, it's like a lot of times my tech will say something to me. I gotta pull my AirPod out. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, girl. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like I'm in the moment. I have either a book going on or I have, you know, my 90s R&B. That's why I jam to. And it's just sitting there. It's just quiet. It's a moment for me to just sit there and just not have anything going on. It's time for me to reflect. But it's hard for you to have that me time of reflection when you yelling at people on the other end of the game. So I mean, it's the same.
But it's a difference. It's different for everybody.
That is true. That's probably your piece.
Yeah, I mean,
that could
because
be your piece.
I don't try to yell at my kids or you,
mm-hmm.
but I can yell at them folks all day long and cuss them out, whatever I need to do, and they can't do nothing about it.
I think the biggest thing is when it comes to gaming, it gives people the opportunity to be something that they're not in real life.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But that's the thin line that I say that people teeter-totter because you get so used to being this person on the video game, then you come back into your reality.
And that's the problem.
And it essentially leads to unhappiness
because
you say, I'm the top shooter. I got this kill streak on Call of Duty. I'm the man. But when it comes to my relationship, my wife is looking at me like I'm not nothing. Failing to realize the reason why your wife is looking at you like that is because you're not surrounding her and suffocating her with that time that she needs.
Yeah.
Of course, the dude on the video game thinks that you the man. You giving him that time that your girl is so desperately seeking. You
God
know what
dog.
I'm saying?
Man, you had to put it like that.
I mean, it is what it is.
Well, I'm glad I ain't got that problem no more.
Right, me too. Me too.
Fellas, if you got that problem, you better put that controller down for a little bit. I ain't say you ain't got to put it down for forever, but put it down for a little bit.
Man.
Play about 35, 45 minutes or whatever. Let that thing go for the rest of the day. So they're going to be there tomorrow.
So we going to give the people a reflection.
All right.
If they don't take anything away from this, what do you want them to take away?
Like I said, fellas, put that controller down for a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, time is something that you can't get back.
Right.
I mean, we think. Sometimes, some days we got plenty of it, some days we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look at it and be like, okay, now I'm gonna play this game for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But while you're playing, just take a break and be like, what my wife doing right now? What my kids doing right now? You hear them spending time together? I mean, it's time for you to probably put that controller down and spend some time with your family.
I know.
spend some time with your family. Now, ladies, there's some lady gamers out there too, though.
Ladies, yeah.
But majority of gamers are male.
Mm-hmm.
But ladies, sometimes a man just need that time to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so allow him to reflect on the game for a little while. Like I said, he ain't at the club doing this, that, and the third, but he's at home. Let him reflect for about 35 minutes, 45 minutes on the game. And if it's taking more time and he's addicted and you're seeing those level addictions that he's not spending time with you, talk to him, tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him, because sometimes he just don't know, because time flies when you game.
Yeah,
talk to him, be like, hey, honey, look, we need to spend some time together now. You've been on that game about 4 or 5 hours. What's going on?
Right.
So because you had to do that to me a couple times. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you did.
Right on.
Yeah. So that's what I got.
All right. I got fellas, ladies, if you're a gamer, stop searching for that happiness within the video game. Take that time, that patience, that effort that you put into leveling up on your video game and try to level up in your relationship.
Ooh.
That diversion, that alternate reality,
mm-hmm.
that peace that you're seeking in the video games can very well be achieved within your own relationship.
Amen.
But just like in that game, you have to put in that hours of effort. You have to put in that hours of effort in your relationship, mm-hmm. too. You can't just be here thinking, you know, every now and again I slap on her booty, say, hey, you look good, and that's what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Time is the most precious gift that you can give a person.
I agree.
And time is something that you can't get back once it's gone.
Okay.
So stop wasting it.
That's it.
Take the headphones off.
Mm-hmm.
Put the controllers down. Ask your girl how she doing. And like I said, try to level up in your relationship,
mm-hmm.
like you try to level up in those games. And maybe, yep. just maybe, you will see a whole nother side of your girl.
It's I'm a living witness to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like I said, disclaimer, this was an issue. Years ago.
Yep, he done got so much better, which is why we can openly talk about it on a podcast now. We are 32 Absolutely. Minutes in the game. Lord,
that's
we
lovely.
Done,
that's lovely.
We done passed the time in which we are supposed to be here talking to you
it's
guys.
It's all good, though.
So if you don't have anything else.
That's all I got.
As always, you can follow us www. You see that?
www.kcvibepodcast.com.
There's a link that you can click on that'll mm-hmm. take you to wherever we stream our podcast, uh-huh. and it'll also take you to all of our social media. If you don't feel like going looking for that, though, you want to follow me on TikTok, not Instagram. Yeah. You want to follow me on TikTok, I'm AYO_KO and the number 2. That's AYO_KAYO and the number 2. We were trying to do something a little different. Chad's going to have like little minutes where he goes on there and he talks to the fellas.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a couple minutes where I go on there. I get to talk to the ladies.
Yeah.
And we're going to start doing something. It's Sipping with KC Vibe. That name is set in stone yet, but we just gonna go live on TikTok
uh-huh.
and really just sit back and vibe with you guys, because we've done it a couple times. It's been a blast, so I think we're gonna start making that a weekly thing.
Sounds
so
like
we gotta figure out when we're gonna do that.
Yeah we'll let y'all know, definitely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's gonna be a schedule.
Once again, that's www.kcvibepodcast. You can click on the link and you can follow us. You can listen to us wherever it is you
That's
listen
right.
to your podcast.
That's
Don't
right.
forget to like and share. And tell a friend to tell a friend to come out and be our friend, you know?
Yep.
You
can hit me up. I'm mainly on TikTok because I'm on like Facebook. I'm mainly on TikTok. Hit me up on TikTok. Martimar 86. That's MARTIMAR 86.
I don't think you have 86 on your TikTok.
I don't.
I think it's just Martimar.
You sure?
I think so.
Search both of them. You'll find me. So eventually.
You will see his beautiful face there doing minutes. His lovely, beautiful, handsome smile.
Oh, you're
there.
So silly.
Well.
Yep.
As always, I'm the K.
And I'm the C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye.